Welcome back to another City Boys podcast. It's just me and Claudio today. Another John Claude Power Hour. Alex and Chris are on assignment, so yeah, let's go. City Boy! City Boy!
If the squad ain't with me, then it ain't right. Yeah. Hey, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, same squad. Drop top, coupe, dodge, rain drops. Big back plays on FaceTime. Squad ain't with me, then it ain't right. Same squad.
I hate that when they say that.
I know. I saw.
You saw my rant.
Yeah, you had a meltdown. It's called being a professional, Claudia.
Or you could just say you're on vacation. Or it's a day off.
You can't get a day off when the players don't get a day off.
Yeah, although some players do get days off. Not all of them, but some.
Load management.
Yeah, they call that.
You know who doesn't need to take any days off anymore is Brock Purdy. He's been cleared for all football activities.
Nice segue there.
No more rest days. What was it before? Now was it like two on, one off?
Exactly. Two on, one off. But now no need for that. He is pretty much good to go. And according to what everyone's been saying, at least or what's being reported out of training camp, is he's been throwing a lot of interceptions. So everyone's throwing a hissy fit about that. And complaining about Trey Lance, Sam Darnold, and everything in between.
I mean, they've all been throwing interceptions. A few things. One, it's the number one defense.
True.
Two, if he learned from Jimmy, and Jimmy learned from Brady. This is like a few years ago when Jimmy was the clear number one quarterback. And he threw a bunch of interceptions in training camp. Like, he talked about it. And he learned from Brady that, like, training camp and practice is when you, like, work on things, work on your release windows, different angles. Right. Like, trying to see, like, how tight of a window you could fit it in. Because, I mean, there's really no consequences, especially when you're the clear number one. So, it seems like a really dumb thing to, like, obsess over when it literally does not mean anything.
Yeah, it means nothing. You're absolutely right.
And to, like, what you're referencing, it is insane, the discourse on Twitter right now among like Niners fans.
Oh yeah.
Poor Dave Lombardi is fighting for his life every single day, every single tweet, like literally minute to minute. He is literally just reporting what is happening, and people are getting on him for like every little, like, every wording he uses, he's just a nerd who wants to, like, post his stats and, like, tweet out what happened in practice. And people are like, why did you say it like that? If it were Trey, would you say it like that? Why did you phrase it like that? If Brock were doing something that good, would you phrase it that way? It's insane.
It's ridiculous. No, it's ridiculous. Every minute detail that these guys report out gets scrutinized and gets broken down to like the T. It's honestly sad because training camp. It's practice. Like, mistakes are going to happen.
And not even that. It's just so weird that they I mean, it just seems like this is like what everything is now. Because like this is what it's like with politics, with everything. It's like you have to pick one side and you have to hate the other side for some reason. Like, Twitter's not real life, so it's like,
exactly,
to take it with a grain of salt, but like the fans on Twitter have divided themselves into Trey Lance and Brock Purdy camps. And like you would think that they are not quarterbacks for the same team. It is so crazy. And even just a simple thing where he talked about Purdy's explosiveness and people were like killing him. Trey Lance would dust him in a foot race, which isn't true because Brock Purdy ran a faster 40. And I was so close. I was so close to being a reply guy to somebody because some guy was like, oh, Purdy's explosive. And he tweets Trent Williams, who Trent Williams is a fucking freak. He posted a screenshot of his 40. He's like, he's not even faster than Trent Williams, which is like, Trent Williams should not be able to move that fast. Like, exactly. That's not a fair comparison. But
no, it's not.
But he conveniently leaved out Trey Lance's 40 time, which was a whole tenth of a second slower than Trent Williams. And
big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was also slower than Brock Purdy. But the reason I didn't is because then that makes it look like I'm just some Brock Purdy stan. Exactly. I don't care either way. If Trey Lance is like so good that he wins the job back from the guy who just won 8 in a row and what most of the fan base believes would have won a 9th in a row, which would have been 3 playoff games and like taken us to the Super Bowl. Like, if he's good enough to like take the job back from that guy, that sounds like a good thing.
100%. This is a good problem to have. Why everyone keeps arguing about it is beyond us.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, just like forcing Trey Lance into the starting job just because, like, you think, I don't know, somehow, like, you're falling in love with his upside when he's just like, right now, he's clearly not like good enough to be like the guy.
No.
And like, they've just like obsessed over like these draft picks that we gave up for him. And it's like, dude, who the fuck cares? Like, if I'm convinced that if we won a Super Bowl this year with Brock Purdy, these people would still be like, what? But we don't have those draft picks that we traded for to move up for Trey Lance. We could have had Micah Parsons instead. It's like, dude, we wouldn't be able to pay him. How are we gonna?
Yeah, exactly.
We wouldn't be able to pay him and Bosa, and like, it's just
exactly. It's a never. No, but you're absolutely right. Yeah, whatever would have happened with those picks, they would eventually come back to bite us in the ass, because all these players that we have to pay for are at the top of their position. For example, Bosa, still working on his contract. I'm hoping it gets done soon because, I mean, granted, now second preseason game's coming up in a couple days. against Denver. And granted, he's never participated in any form of training camp since he's been drafted by the Niners. So honestly, there's no issue there. He doesn't need the ramp up time. He stays in phenomenally good shape.
Yeah, honestly, I think they're doing what I thought they were doing for Deebo last year, which is like, it's going to get done. They're just going to, instead of like getting it done and then having him like show up to the beginning of camp, it's just like,
what for?
Yeah, yeah, like sometime next week it'll get done. Right. And he'll have like 3 weeks to get ready, like with the team. I mean, what, as an edge rusher, like what does he really have to do in practice?
Yeah.
As long as he's in shape, he's like, he's not learning a new playbook. He's not going to be dropping into coverage or anything. Like,
exactly. He doesn't need all that.
Yeah.
Outside of like just timing, really. I mean, but even then, he doesn't really need all that.
No.
He doesn't need the ramp up time.
Yeah.
He's a fucking animal. So,
yeah. With the position he plays specifically, it's not an issue to get him in there. Like, we need him at the start of camp to like get the playbook down and like, it's just
exactly.
it's not necessary.
Yeah, get back in shape or all that. Yeah, he doesn't need all that. Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, but, so I'm sure that'll get done.
Agreed.
The other thing. So the thing about all the picks that they traded for Trey Lance, the reason it came up this week was because some account tweeted out what Miami turned all those picks into, and right. It's just like, first off, Miami hasn't won anything.
Yeah.
And like all those moves they made, they had that when they came to Santa Clara and lost to Brock Purdy,
mm-hmm.
who came in relief,
mm-hmm.
like no practice. And I think he was barely getting second team reps at that point.
Yeah, because he had been a couple weeks or like a week or two prior to him actually getting some game action, because he got in for the Kansas City game, and then they also put him into the Mexico game against Arizona, like towards the end there.
Smashing Arizona. I mean, yeah, but
yeah, exactly. But even then, it was like it's garbage time, so it was it didn't really mean much.
Yeah. So, all those moves you made got blown out by the last pick in the draft. Like, who cares?
Exactly. Yeah, and those picks didn't make a difference last year in the playoffs. I mean, you could have. I mean, without your starting quarterback, you could have actually beaten Buffalo. But beyond that, I mean, besides that, like you said, they haven't done much of anything in the last 2 decades. They haven't done anything.
Well, yeah, 2 decades, but also like since the trade.
That too.
Anyway.
How do we feel? I mean, with all the quarterback talk, they're saying Purdy might not play Saturday, which is fine, whatever. They've already made it distinct. They've made the distinction that as Shannon had said, he would have to melt in practice for either Sam Darnold or Trey Lance to take over as the number one guy.
Yeah.
So they said Sam Darnold will play the first half, Trey will take over the second half. The battle for quarterback two. Or if Trey Lance actually does stick around, what do you think?
Well, I think they've made it very clear they're keeping all the quarterbacks. I think including Kyle Allen. Like, I'm sure he would have to clear waivers.
Right.
Because I don't think they could just keep him on the roster. But if they want him on the practice squad, I think he would have to clear waivers.
Correct.
Or even then, like, even if he makes it on another team, I would say a good chance he gets released and we bring him back. They want to have four quarterbacks that can, like, complete an NFL pass.
That are competent.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because it came down to four quarterbacks last year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Purdy went down. Johnson, McCaffrey, back to Purdy with one arm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it would be more by, like, technicality, but I do think Darnold would be the backup, just like being a veteran with the headset on. Yeah. With the headset on. Correct. And the clipboard, like going over what he sees and all that. But I think, I mean, I don't know exactly how they would break it down, but maybe Trey Lance is the one running the scout team or whatever, or taking second team reps. Yeah. But Sam Darnold's probably the one on the sideline as the number two. I don't know. They changed that rule, right? So they can't have did they change that rule so they can't
in
have
case an, of an emergency,
yeah, so they can't have Trey Lance activated, like, on Sundays.
They can, yes. In case something crazy does happen, like the NFC Championship game. They can do that. And they also alluded to him actually, like with all the mobile quarterbacks, he can be basically a scout team, or like taking the second team reps and all that. So he would be involved with all the practicing and all that, regardless.
I don't know, it's weird though, because he's really athletic, but he kind of gets put into this mobile quarterback category, but he's not really,
when he's not exactly,
he's not really the fastest. He's athletic.
Right.
He's big, strong arm. He probably could run people over, but you don't want him running people over. So it's like, I don't know.
Right, because he's not a running quarterback. He's not like Lamar Jackson or even Jalen Hurts. Like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, they're more like, I don't want to say elusive. Well, actually, yeah, elusive. They're both very athletic. But I would say, falls in the middle of that, I guess, if we're really splitting hairs here. But the problem with him is just he doesn't have the reps, and he can't afford to get those reps with this team. This team is too damn good to just kind of to give that up. He had his chance, or they could have done that in 21 when they did drafted him. Well, when they drafted him, but they decided to stick with Jimmy, like mix and match on some plays with him. And then once the next year came in, he had his chance, got injured, honestly. And once Purdy took over and led him to as far as he did, those chances are kind of gone at this point. He's honestly just sticking. He's playing just to be a competent quarterback in some shape or form.
Yeah, and I don't know. It seems like people, I don't know, they Niner fans think that like he's owed like more opportunities, but like this is kind of just
because of his draft position.
it's kind of just the way the NFL goes. Like,
yeah, that's the way it's always been.
He's gotten way more chances than like Josh Rosen got.
Oh yeah,
at least for the same team.
Josh Rosen got
he bounced around. Yeah, he bounced around to like a bunch of different teams and like got opportunities elsewhere that also didn't work out. But like, Cardinals gave him 1 year and they're like, no, you're not the guy.
Exactly. Yeah, they literally went back to back like first round picks on quarterbacks. And unfortunately, Josh Rosen got the shit in the stick on that one. And with Trey, it's not as drastic. I mean, not as crazy as that. But granted, Josh Rosen actually got the experience. And it's not like the Bears where they're just like, we've never had a common quarterback ever in the history of our team. So you're kind of the guy no matter what. And with the Niners, it's like, we're too good a fucking team to sacrifice wins just so you can get the experience, because these guys, these top tier players that we have, they get older each and every year. So unfortunately they don't have time to waste. They can't afford to do that.
Well, even
if we didn't have Trent Williams, if we didn't have Nick Bosa, if we didn't have Warner, if we didn't have Mooney Ward or Dre Greenlaw or any of those guys. We didn't have any of them. Sure, go crazy, but no, we can't. We can't do that. That's done. It's over.
Yeah, I mean, not even just them getting older, but like, having to pay all of them. Like,
exactly.
We're not going to be able to keep everybody. So it's like, while we have all of them, we have to like kind of got to figure this out.
Yeah, exactly. They can't sacrifice wins. At this point, 2021 was the year to do that, but they still had Jimmy. He was coming back healthy. The team felt that he was the guy to lead them, and he pretty much not say him by himself, but he was the quarterback to give them the best chance to win. And outside of a couple of crazy plays in that NFC Championship game against the Rams, we could have been back in that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So honestly, and then the year after, like I said, they said, hey, you are the guy, no matter what. And outside of that crazy monsoon game that you were at, I mean, honestly, any quarterback in that game, how the hell they would have played would have been a miracle in itself to even play competently.
Yeah.
And then the fluke injury. I mean, granted, like, it was a weird feeling in that game or being there. And, like, if something does happen here, I mean, none of us would have been too surprised. And lo and behold, what a lot of people thought would happen did happen. And I feel bad for the kid, but at the same time, like, you had your chance. Unfortunately, shit happens and you're stuck with what you're at right now, with what you're doing right now.
Yeah. And I mean, by no means is like Brock Purdy like a perfect quarterback, but it just feels so weird.
No,
like,
of course not.
Having to defend the guy that like we all watched it. Like, he played really well, and he didn't lose.
Exactly.
And that's including two playoff games, one of which against an opponent who already saw him once. And
correct. Yeah, with the Seahawks. Yeah.
What should have been a third playoff game, but I mean, we'll never know what happens if he stays healthy. We do know was about to hit Ayuk on a fucking first quarter touchdown run.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just feels so weird. It's like, you watch this guy play really well and like win games, and you're like so hung up on this guy that you really haven't been able to see play very much. And it hasn't been that impressive when he does.
Right.
In like limited sample size. So I don't know. It's just so weird that everybody's so divided on it.
Right. When they shouldn't be. I mean, you have to look at, you take the situation for what it is. You look at the numbers. I mean, just on reps alone, like Trey Lance has nowhere near the reps that Brock Purdy does. I mean, granted, that also COVID and like that obviously plays into that. But even so, like Purdy, he's the one that was ready, regardless of draft position. Unfortunately, the draft, it is basically a lottery. I mean, you hit where you hit. And the Niners, I mean, like their picks within the first couple rounds, at least to my recent memory, it hasn't been that great. But also, they've hit on so many players after the third round. Outside of Bosa and Debo are the ones that was
the other thing. I think was it yesterday? I think it might have been 2 days ago. Yeah, it was 2 days ago. I think the original tweet got deleted, or like the guy might have even just deleted either his account or his burner account. But Kawakami and Lombardi were both like dunking on this guy. So like I couldn't see the original tweet. I couldn't see the original tweet.
I think I know what you're talking about.
But like they both quoted it where it was talking about the same like Miami thing and like the trade. And based on the context, the tweet must have said something about holding John Lynch needs to be held accountable for this trade. And they were like, what are you talking about? And they started like listing like all these guys that they found, like this roster, like that they've built, like so many of these guys that they've hit on in like late rounds. Like that doesn't happen because your GM and your scouts don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's like why are you so like hung up on these draft picks that like there are so many teams who like have all their draft picks and they miss on these guys.
Exactly. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
And then like they're talking about like they listed the Niners all pros, and it's like fifth round pick, free agent, sixth round pick, fourth round pick. It's like, it doesn't matter how you get them. Like,
exactly.
Just look at the roster that was built and like, stop crying. Like, what are you so upset?
Yeah.
Held accountable for what? Like, what exactly does he need to be held accountable for? What does he need to have a press conference saying that, maybe we didn't need to trade up to get the third pick to draft Trey Lance because our scouts did really well in finding Brock Purdy in the seventh round a couple years later? Like, what how does that help anybody? What does that do? Is that really going to make him feel better?
Yeah, exactly. Did you want them to admit, oh, we traded too much for this kid? No, like, what difference does it fucking make? Like, you traded up one pick to go up nine spots to get that third pick. And then your two first-round picks the next 2 years, which honestly, yeah, like we said earlier, like if we got like Parsons or whoever the fuck else came up in that first round, like eventually, like we would have to figure out how to pay them if those picks actually did pan out. And we've seen firsthand, like some first round picks, even by the Niners, don't pan out. Like, not every pick is a hit. At least with the Niners, like the picks that they've had later on, yes, absolutely. But if they're willing to give that up, then who cares? Like if it's going to work out. It's worked out so far, especially with Purdy being the last pick of the draft last year. It's kind of a wash at this point. Like, so what?
Yeah, we could end the Niner talk with that, but that was just 30 minutes of why this fan base is so fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I agree.
But apparently, there's a large like Lakers contingent, like Lakers fans that are Niners fans. Yeah. Because there was no team in LA for so long, so
that's true.
So that's why Niners Twitter is a dark, so scary place. Yeah.
No kidding.
We don't have to talk. We don't have to talk too much about the Giants. They've been up and down a little.
Like a lot of down, at least to me.
Well, outside of like one or two games, like the pitching's been dominant.
Yeah.
Like in this last stretch, like outside of like one or two games, like two of these games against Tampa, but like other than that, like the pitching has been really, really solid. Yeah. It's just the offense has been tough. The last 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh yeah, it's been since the All-Star break, it's been god awful.
A little after the All-Star break.
Yeah.
They put up some runs at Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But yeah, for the most part, it's within the last few weeks, the offense has been almost non-existent. Sans like a game or two here and there.
Yeah.
It's been rough. Let's see. Schmidt, they sent him back down. Matos, they just sent back down. Like Jock Peterson, like he's been kind of so-so. Davis, even though he's the leading home run and RBI guy, he's very hot and cold. Conforto's actually been hitting fairly well recently. This new kid, Meckler, I think that's his name. I mean, I don't know what the fuck to say about him. It's only been two games, but
yeah. Wilmer has not cooled down.
No, Wilmer's been kicking ass. He's been fantastic. Him and Bailey are the only ones that have really been consistently good that have been actually holding the team afloat. Estrada, he's been kind of catching on now that he's kind of back in the lineup, so hopefully that does help a little bit. But yeah, outside of those three, the offense is non-existent, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you just hope that when Yaz gets back, the lineup can kind of like settle in a little more. Good.
Yeah.
People, I don't know, feel more comfortable with their roles. Yeah, you have more
stability.
More rest. Well, yeah, and more, you could rest the outfield a little more, mix and match a little better, because you feel comfortable with who's out there.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, if they even play at least 500 for the rest of the way, they should have a shot at one of these wild card spots. Because it looks like the Dodgers are starting to kind of run away with the division, which is kind of unfortunate. It would have been nice if the Giants would have, like, kind of stayed afloat, but they still have some games between them and the Dodgers left, so maybe they can like climb back up that ladder, but we'll see. We'll see if they can ride it out.
Yeah. We don't really need to do too much more on that. I just left a commissioner's note in the
on the pod.
Yeah. In the City Boys Podcast Fantasy Football League.
Nice.
So I did note that they could listen to the podcast to get more to get more like insight into like what the situation is. So we're doing keepers again. I cannot randomize the draft order until the keepers are set. And last year, like I had to keep reminding people to like do their keepers, and
I remember
it was coming down to the wire. So because of that, I wasn't able to like, in order to. Okay, so what we want to do, or the idea behind keepers is that, you will keep that player and whatever round they were drafted in this upcoming draft, you will lose that draft pick. So if you, if you got a wide receiver one, or you got the quarterback you want in the fourth round, you can keep them, but you won't have a fourth round pick in this upcoming draft. And I can go in and I could click on your team and go down to the fourth round and add that player, so it's set in there already. But because we rushed it last year, it would have taken too long to insert everybody's players to where they should be. So I just put them all in the 14th and 15th round, and everybody just drafted like the first 13 rounds.
So
this year, if you are keeping a different player, a player that you did not keep last year, you will go by the normal rules where you're going to keep them at the spot that you drafted them in the year before.
That's just
the normal rules that we just talked about. But if you're keeping the same player, so a player that you drafted last year in the 14th or 15th round, because they were your keeper from the year before, you won't get to keep them. Like, you won't get to draft them in the 14th or 15th round. That's crazy. To get like a number one running back at round 14 or 15. That doesn't make any sense.
So,
for example, I'm going to keep Nick Chubb again. He's projected to be, I have to double check, but I'm assuming he's projected to be a first round pick. So,
yeah, that's kind of a good idea.
Yeah, so I'm not going to get my first round pick. I'm going to slot Nick Chubb in at the as my first round. So we're going to go off Yahoo's projection for that player.
Those players.
Yeah, the closest round to where that player is projected. Like, based on the pick. So, like.
So like, if I think I had Jalen Hurts last year. So if I keep him, projected for this draft, he would be what, within the first like four rounds, right?
Yeah, I would say probably like we'll go by closest. So if it's closest to like where you're picking. So like if you're if it's the third round and or let's say it's like the second round and you have like the first pick in the second round, but he's projected to be like end of the second round or beginning of the third round. I don't know. Right. Well, I'll have to look into it. But basically, you would get him at like the third round or something like that. Whatever he's the closest to whatever he's projected at. Your closest pick to whatever he's projected at. That's a better way of saying it. So yeah. So you'll keep Jalen Hurts. Yeah,
that's understandable.
But so you kept him the year you drafted him the year before that, correct? Or did you just draft him last year?
No, because I think I drafted him last year because the year before.
Okay, then you'll
keep him. The year before was
him.
When we played, and I had Josh Allen. Remember?
Yeah.
Right?
Probably. So in that case, then you'll get him where you drafted him at last year,
which I think was like the fifth round, maybe.
Yeah. So your example is how it should have been the year before, where you draft him in the fifth round. So next year, this coming draft, you won't have a fifth round pick. He will be your fifth round pick,
which is perfectly fine.
Even better. That's the whole idea behind keepers is that that's why it's a little better. Like if you can, like if you have a really good player that you took a flyer on and he went off, it's almost better value to keep that player than like the top end player. Like if the if their output is going to be like similar, it's like better value. So
correct.
The other thing is if you're keeping a player for the second year in a row, it's going to be -2 from your free agent benefits, your budget.
Okay.
So it's going to be -2 per player. And that's going to go up every year, like a kind of like a luxury tax. So if you keep them a third year, it'll be -4 per player. And then -8, we're just going to keep doubling it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Not a big deal.
No, that's fine.
I think that's about it. Everything else is going to be pretty standard.
Okay. It's cool with me. When will we start actually picking keepers? Or will that be soon?
So you have until, I'm giving everybody until Tuesday the 22nd at noon.
Okay, so that's coming up. Okay.
Then I'm going to input the keepers and lock them in.
Okay.
If you haven't selected one by then, you're just going to draft like normal. You're not going to have anybody from your last year's team.
Perfect. Okay. I'm okay with that.
Yep. Simple enough. And then once I do that, I can randomize the draft order and everybody can start like mock drafting at their draft position, whatever they want to do.
Nice. Sounds like a plan. All right. I am all for it. And I guess everyone's drafting on the same day, every league that we're in.
I just selected one. I can move it around.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, and depending on what Alex wants to do with Bronchi. Yeah, because I think they're still trying to figure out if Cisco is going to host or not, because I think he has dad duties that day or the day of draft, because I think the plan was for him to host again. So that's TBD. And then I guess with our MCOC league, still trying to find a 12th player, and I think they scheduled it that day as well. So,
oh,
yeah.
What are they talking online again? I don't. Mm-hmm. I do not open that app.
Oh no, I don't either. That's the only reason I keep the app is strictly for fans. Yeah. You know?
I had to re-download it just to tell them that I'm in.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I see, like, I'll get a notification, like, okay, what the hell? Like, what are they saying now? And yeah, that's about it. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe once we get the guys back on here, we can talk the actual schedule.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Corgus doesn't come back until, like, the day before week one, so...
Oh, he's going to be out there for a while then.
Yeah, I think he's out for a month on assignment.
Oh, shit. Okay. On assignment. That's true. And Alex, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe for the next one we can get him on and we can kind of skim through the schedule.
Yeah, it'd be nice if he'd do his job, right?
I know, right? Seriously, he's the one all about the numbers, so. I know.
Yeah. All right. I think we could end it there, though.
Cool. Well, we can talk about Oppenheimer off the air. Thank you.
Okay.
Possibly soon.
See ya.
Bye.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.